This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastala with the news. The headlines first. National Assembly lawmakers urge government to address public concerns and preserve social harmony. Three persons go missing after a car plunges into Sunkosi River at Fikal Rural Municipality 2 in Sindhali. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology forecast heavy rainfall in various parts of Nepal for 3 days. And EU calls for united action to strengthen border security after Ceuta migrant surge. Now the news in detail. National Assembly members have called on the government to safeguard social harmony amid the current situation and address pressing public concerns. Speaking in the special hour of a meeting of the National Assembly yesterday, they urged the government to address farmers' concerns, ensure job opportunities for youths within the country, maintain mutual harmony, and implement effective measures against human trafficking. Meantime, the upper house members have drawn the government's attention to various contemporary pressing issues, including the price rise of daily commodities, shortage of cooking gas, ongoing discriminations on Dalit community, border issues and issues concerning public health. The people who went missing after a car plunged into the Sunkosi River at Fikal Rural Municipality 2 in Sindhuli along the Mid Hill Highway have been identified. According to the Deputy Superintendent of Police Bijay Shrestha at the District Police Office, the missing are driver and construction contractor Dil Kumar Lama of Sindhupalchok, excavator operator Ganesh Thapa of Sindhuli and helper Suraj Magar of Sindhuli. Police said the accident occurred at around 11:45 a.m. yesterday after a Kathmandu-Okhaldunga bus hit the parked car causing it to fall into the river. Rescue efforts are continuing, but swollen water levels and the strong current of the Sunkosi River have made the operation difficult. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in various parts of the country for 3 days due to active monsoon conditions. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Lumini province, while very heavy rainfall is expected in parts of Karnali and Lumini provinces. The department said moderate rainfall occurred across most parts of the country over the past 24 hours, with heavy to very heavy rainfall recorded at some locations. Residents of flood and landslide-prone areas have been urged to remain alert and take necessary precautions against possible monsoon-related disasters. The government has introduced the National Transport Policy 2083, replacing the transport policy that had remained largely unchanged for nearly 25 years. The Ministry of Infrastructure Development said the new policy aims to develop a sustainable, safe, accessible and technology-driven transport system through an integrated transport network. The policy prioritizes the balanced development of road, rail, waterways and air transport to build a modern and efficient transportation system. It also focuses on improving public transport services, enhancing road safety, promoting environment-friendly technologies and expanding digital transport systems. The ministry said the policy has been advised to align with the sustainable development goals and address challenges posed by rapid urbanization, technological change and climate change. The House of Representatives is scheduled to meet at 1 p.m. today. During the meeting, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobita Gautam on behalf of Prime Minister Balendra Shah will table the 6th annual report of the Commission for Indigenous Nationalities for the fiscal year 2081-82. The House will also hold discussions on a public importance motion registered by Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party leader Bhishma Raj Angdambe. The motion calls for identification, protection and rehabilitation of landless people, squatters and residents of unorganized settlements. It also seeks compensation, access to basic health care, food, education for their children and the distribution of land ownership certificates. The proposal has been supported by lawmakers Ain Bahadur Mahar, Yuvraj Dulal and Aren Rai. The Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party has urged the government to form a judicial inquiry committee to conduct an impartial investigation into the recent violent incidents in Sunsari, Siraha, Thanusa and Parsa districts. At a meeting held yesterday, the party expressed deep concern over the violence, extended condolences to the families of those who lost their lives and wished a speedy recovery to the injured. Chief Whip Basnath Thapa said an independent inquiry is essential to establish the facts and prevent similar incidents in the future. Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timmal Sinha has stressed the need for a clear and practical framework to ensure transparent and effective mobilization of government grants given for the film industry. He said an implementable procedure was required to ensure a systematic, transparent, effective and regular spending process of the grants to be given to the film-related institutions and artists. Minister Dr. Timmal Sinha made the remarks yesterday while addressing an interaction program with stakeholders organized by the ministry on the draft of the procedures relating to the incentive grant program for filmmaking in the cultural and national importance sector 2083 BS. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Nepal Telecom Co 4G.
भिडियो कल गर्दा नो बोर्जी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
सबैको यो विश्वास हो नि नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
गेम खेल्दा नि टेन्सन नो जी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G आफ्नो भन्य आफ्नै हो जी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Non-resident ambassador of the Kingdom of Morocco to Nepal, Mohammad Maliki, paid a courtesy call on Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal yesterday. During the meeting held at the ministry, discussions were held on various issues including friendly relations between Nepal and Morocco and the measures to further strengthen the cordial relations, according to the ministry. Meanwhile, visiting former Prime Minister of Mongolia, Gombo Zevon Zandan Sater, yesterday paid a courtesy call on Minister for Foreign Affairs Shishir Khanal. Minister for Women, Children, Gender and Sexual Minorities and Social Security Sita Badi has called for collective efforts to curb digital violence against women and children. Speaking at a meeting of the House of Representatives Women and Social Affairs Committee yesterday, the minister stressed the need to regulate social media platforms and directed the Cyber Bureau of Nepal Police to make the cybercrime complaint system more accessible and effective. In the meeting, Inspector General of Nepal Police Dan Bahadur Karki said, cyber security challenges are becoming more complex and stressed the need to strengthen the Cyber Bureau, expand the police network, raise public awareness and introduce timely legal reforms to combat cybercrime. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, has called for a united European response to strengthen border security following the recent mass arrival of migrants from Morocco into the Spanish enclave of Ceuta. According to the BBC, EU interior ministers are scheduled to hold emergency talks by video conference to discuss the situation, which has exposed differences among European Union member states over border management and migration policy. In a letter to Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez, von der Leyen praised Spain's handling of the crisis while stressing that protecting the EU's external borders is a shared responsibility. She called for stronger border controls, closer cooperation with partner countries, action against migrant smuggling networks, improved early warning systems and more effective return procedures. The Spanish government says tens of thousands of migrants have already returned to Morocco while efforts continue to restore normalcy along the border. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain and snowfall are likely at a few places in the Himalayan region. Many areas of the hilly region and a few places in the Tarai are also likely to receive light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning. There is a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly districts of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as in the hilly and Tarai areas of Lumini and Sudarpashchim provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Assembly lawmakers urge government to address public concerns and preserve social harmony. Three persons go missing after a car plunges into Sunkosi River at Fikal Rural Municipality 2 in Sindhuli. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology forecasts heavy rainfall in various parts of Nepal for 3 days. And EU calls for united action to strengthen border security after Ceuta migrant surge. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.